Three Simple Things to Divorce Proof Your Marriage by Allison Moyer Smith of Emotionally Engaged. I know that you and your fiancé are busy, busy, busy. You've got two demanding jobs, two families who want your time, two sets of friends you're bringing together. Your relationship is going through a lot of big and exciting changes. And oh yes, you're planning a wedding together. You guys have a lot on your plates. What's really important right now and always in a marriage is staying connected and nurturing your relationship even amidst all the hubbub and to-dos. Here are three very simple things you can do. Number one, pop that champagne cork. Don't let that beautiful orange bottle of Veuve Clicquot sit on ice waiting for a special occasion in your fridge. Research shows that couples who regularly celebrate the good times have higher levels of commitment to each other, intimacy, trust, and relationship satisfaction. Did you decide on a wedding venue? Did a work meeting go well? Get a new car, close on a house, get a raise, book the DJ, celebrate together, even the little things. Number two, increase the nice by five. I'll say it again, increase the nice by five. Think about it. You and your fiance have hundreds of emotional interactions every day. It's not humanly possible for all of them to be perfectly sweet. Take note of those little lapses. When you're mean or snide, dismissive, critical, defensive, withholding, or worst of all, when you roll your eyes at him. For every not so nice moment, research shows that you must have five positive interactions to compensate. A kiss for no reason. You look handsome in that color. A hug. In stable marriages, there are at least five times more positive interactions than negative one. Keep this 5-to-1 ratio in mind and increase the nice by five after the nasty. Number three, just do it. Maybe you're both really stressed out with work and the wedding. Maybe you've been together for a long time and the stay in bed all weekend phase is ancient history. It's normal for sex to become less of a priority for couples, but research shows that after 5 minutes of even going through the motions, the powerful bonding chemicals, vasopressin and oxytocin, are released, and you're likely to start enjoying yourself. Regular sex improves your mood, makes you more patient with each other, damps down the anger, and leads to a better, more contented relationship. So don't think about it. Just do it. So simple, right? These three things. Don't you think every couple you know would benefit from learning these three simple things? Will you share this with your friends? P.S. The research here is cited from two great books on marriage that I wholeheartedly recommend. Number one, Four Better, The Science of a Good Marriage by Tara Parker Pope. And number two, the classic, The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work by John Gottman. Go get those books.